Welcome to Amazing Kids, the podcast for kids by kids. Please email us at amzkids@yahoo.com if you have suggestions or comments. Thanks for listening. Hi everybody, and welcome to Amazing Kids podcast number 2. Well, podcast number 1 went pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun making the podcast and putting it out on the internet. We had a lot of our friends come and tell us about it.
Yes.
This week we're going to talk about a few things, and the first thing we're going to talk about is XM Kids Radio.
Yep.
We really love XM Kids. Grace, why do you love XM Kids?
Because they have great songs, and I like the characters, too.
Which characters do you like the best?
Kenny, and I like Mindy.
Mindy?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Mindy Show is a really good show on XM Kids, don't you think?
Yes.
What do you think, Juliana? Do you like XM Kids, too?
Yes!
Well, that's good. Well, Uh-oh, Juliana dropped her blankie. She's going to have to get back up and... Okay. Careful now. Oh, she's about to hit the mic. Oh, she didn't hit it. Okay, good. Okay. So, what are some of your favorite songs on XM Kids, Grace?
The Hamster Dance.
Hamster Dance. How does that go?
Dee dee da dee da da da. Dee 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 dee. Dee 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 dee.
What else do you like on that show?
I don't know.
What about that atomic frog? What's it called?
No, the chipmunk.
Oh, the chipmunk. Yeah, the chipmunk's pretty good. Alvin the chipmunk? Or he's the fourth chipmunk, the lost chipmunk, right?
Yeah.
He's on the morning show with Kenny. The animal farm, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear that sometimes when we're going to school, right?
Yeah.
So,
the hamster's so funny.
The hamster, yeah, he's funny, isn't he? You think he's funny too, Juliana?
Yeah.
Hey, Juliana, what did you get to do last weekend? Do you remember?
Go to a party.
You went to a party? What kind of party was it? What kind of party was it, Juliana?
JJ's party.
JJ's party. And where was it at? You remember where it was at? It was at the bouncing place.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Jumping Zone here in McKinney, yeah. That's a really fun place, isn't it? And what was it like? What did you get to do?
Eat cake.
Eat cake? Bounce on the... What kind of bouncing things did they have there?
Bounce house.
A bounce house? And what else?
I don't know.
Did they have a big slide? They had 2 or 3 slides, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Well, I climbed up on the ladder first, but then it was scared. Then I climbed down the ladder, but then I tried to go down the big slide, and I hit my nose.
You hit your nose, and then it kind of hurt on the end, right? Or was it?
Yeah, right here.
Right on the side, yeah. Grace, have you ever been to one of those bounce places?
No, but I've been to Pump It Up.
Pump It Up. You haven't been to that same one, but you've been to Pump It Up. It's really similar to Pump It Up.
Because Pump It Up has like 2 slides, and it has an obstacle course, a bounce house, a sports thing, and it also has big slides.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one was pretty similar to that. It had 2 slides and an obstacle course and 2 bounce houses, and one of the bounce houses had a slide inside. But this one also had games outside that you could play, like skee ball and all of that.
Yeah, wow.
Pump It Up doesn't have that.
No, it doesn't.
And then we went and had cake, and we had punch, and then we opened presents. And JJ, that was really fun. JJ had a really good birthday party. I really had a good time there.
Daddy, why'd you call me JJ?
No, I was just talking about JJ. I said JJ really had a good time. Juliana had a good time, too. I don't call you JJ, I call you Juju. Isn't that right?
Yes, yeah.
So I thought we'd take a chance to talk a little bit more about some of the other TV shows and games that we play. I mean, one of Grace's other favorite TV shows besides Zoom, which we talked about last week, is what?
Cyber Chase!
Yeah, Cyber Chase, yeah. That's true. Cyber Chase is one of your favorite shows. So, tell me a little bit about Cyber Chase. Who are the characters on that show?
Matt, Inez, Jackie, Digit.
What's Digit like? He's my favorite. Oh, Digit, he's so funny. I can do that voice pretty well.
And he's also in Aladdin.
Yeah, he's the same voice as the bird in Aladdin, but he's bad in Aladdin, isn't he?
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about, how does that show work, Grace?
I forgot some
characters. Oh, who did you forget?
Hacker, Buzz, and Delete.
Yeah, those are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what happens? What's the whole show about?
It's about math.
Math. And how does it go?
I forgot.
You forgot? Like, maybe they have a problem they have to solve and they have to use math?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So they have a problem they have to solve, and they use math.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the bad guy, his name's Hacker, right?
He's green.
Oh, he's green. He kind of looks like a Frankenstein, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what a Frankenstein is?
Yes.
You do, yeah. He's like a big green monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's really bad sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah. One time he tried to get everyone to vote for him, but the kids didn't believe it, and then they stopped voting for him.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he robbed the bank, and he left all but one, what do they call the dollars on that show? Can't remember.
Snail foos,
yeah.
Not snow foos, snail foos.
Snail foos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty neat. I thought that was pretty funny, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, so he has all these minions, right? You know what a minion is?
No.
It's like his, like, henchmen. His the guys that
hang
around.
No, only two.
Oh, he only has two? What were their names again?
Buzz and Delete.
They're pretty funny. I like them.
Yeah. And Daddy, one time he ordered henchmen, and he could only pick one.
Oh.
And Buzz and Delete, they had to quit their job.
Oh, they did? Because he only could pick one?
Yeah, he wanted a new one because Buzz and Delete weren't good.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think I've seen that one, have I?
No, I don't think you have.
Well, we also got a game that's Cyber Chase, didn't we?
Yeah!
You really like that, don't you?
Yeah, but it's ages 2 to 11. That's the same age as Carmen.
Ages. It starts at 11. But you're only 6, so how do you play
it?
8 to 11, same as Carmen. Carmen's a fun game. We'll have to talk about Carmen in another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You really love Carmen. You're good at that.
I know it's a fun game, but some games are easy and some games are really hard.
You think that Cyber Chase game is hard?
Not really.
Not real hard? It's some of the parts are hard, like that where you have to use the laser beam and bounce it off the mirrors.
Yeah, and you have to do it in time before the bad guy gets red.
Oh, yeah, because otherwise it'll move the monsters around.
Yeah.
And what about the other games on that? Do you remember any other games on the Cyber Chase game?
Well, remember when you have to get the windows closed?
Oh, yeah.
And we have to put the fabric on the windows?
I thought the measuring the fabric and figuring out how much fabric needed
easy,
to be on it.
Yeah, that's easy.
That was easy, but it used multiplication.
Yeah, multiplication.
Hey, you know what we forgot to put when we were planning the show? We forgot to put the fact of the week. You know what I'd like to talk about, fact of the week?
What?
I got an idea. What? How about squares? You remember squares?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so like if a number is squared, what does that mean?
It times.
Times what? Times itself.
Times itself.
Like it's on the side of a square, right?
Yeah. Give me one.
Oh, I'll give you one. 5 squared.
That would be 25?
Good, yeah. What about 2 squared? That's an easy one, isn't it?
Easy. 4.
4. What about 4 squared?
8. No, not 8.
Not 8.
It's 16.
16. That's good, Grace. Yeah. You know your squares, don't you? So that's the fact of the week. Squares. Mm-hmm. We had almost forgot to put a fact of the week in on our show.
Yeah, we almost
forgot. Oop, yep, but we didn't.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's time to
talk about
Student of the Week.
Student of the Week. Oh, wow. Student of the Week.
I've been 2 times.
2 times. Have you ever been Student of the Week, Juliana? They don't have it at your school, do they? No. So, but what does it mean to be Student of the Week, Grace?
You get to go down to the library and you get a certificate and they get to take your picture and everyone sees it on the TV.
Wow, that's really neat. And you've been it twice. Once for what?
Once on the first day of school, and once on Friday Live, and Miss Ingram picked me, and Miss Hutchison picked me.
Once for first grade, Miss Ingram, and once for art? Was it art?
No, it's music.
Oh, music. Miss Hutchison. Almost got it. Oh, I almost got it. I knew it was a special, but I didn't know which special it was. Well, that's great. Congratulations on your Student of the Week two times in a row. Don't you agree, Juliana? Yeah, Juliana's just excited. She's so excited. Juliana talked about JJ's birthday, and she's done with the podcast pretty much, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about one of your favorite book series. What number are we on, Grace? We're on number 11, I think, right?
Yeah, 11.
11. But right now, we're going to talk about number one. Yeah. The Magic Treehouse series, number one. Dinosaurs, yep. Before Dark. Grace has read this one twice. Once with us and once by herself during her 20-minute-a-day reading time. 20 minutes a day. That's a lot for a little kid.
I'm not little.
Oh, you're not little. That's a lot for any kind of kid. Everybody's giggly today. But we're going to read a little bit about this book. Tell me a little bit about what the Magic Treehouse series is about.
It's about, well, these kids named Annie and Jackie. I almost called her Anne. Yeah. I didn't think she would like that if I called her that.
No, she wouldn't like that at all.
No. And they found this treehouse, and... Well, Annie saw it with her eyes. Jack didn't really see it because Annie had good eyes. And they met this person named Morgan, and the magic treehouse takes them in time. And if they make a wish, they go there.
But they have to have a book to go to the place, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they find a book and make a wish. So in this, where we pick up here is they've found the treehouse for the first time. They found a book about...
Dinosaurs,
right? What does it have on the front of it?
A pteranodon.
A pteranodon, or a pterodactyl, sometimes they're called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've made a wish to go there, and they just got there. So here's what happens. Now, chapter 3. Where is here? Jack looked out the window. He looked down at the picture in the book. He looked back out the window. The world outside and the world in the picture. They were exactly the same. The pteranodon, yeah, that's what you said. You were right. It's a pteranodon.
Pteranodon.
Yeah, well, it starts with a P, but I think it's pronounced pteranodon.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's good, though, that you remembered. I didn't remember. I called it what did I call it? I can't even remember now. The pteranodon was soaring through the sky. A pteranodon was soaring through the sky. The ground was covered with ferns and tall grass. There was a winding stream, a sloping hill, and volcanoes in the distance. Still have your cold, Grace?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, where are we? Stammered Jack. The pteranodon glided down to the base of their treehouse. The creature coasted to a stop and stood very still. What happened to us? Said Annie. She looked at Jack. He looked at her. I don't know, said Jack. I was looking at the picture in the book, and you said, wow, I wish we could see a pteranodon for real, said Annie. Yeah, and then we saw one in the Frog Creek Woods, Jack said. Yeah, and then the wind got loud and the treehouse started spinning, said Annie. And we landed here, said Jack. And we landed here, said Annie. So that means, said Jack. So that means what, said Annie? Nothing, said Jack. He shook his head. None of this can be real. Anyway, it goes on like that, on and on, right, Grace?
Yep.
It's really fun. So, and those are the Magic Treehouse series, and they're by Mary Pope Osborne. This first one is called, what's it called, Grace?
Dinosaurs Before Dark.
Dinosaurs Before Dark. What are some of the other ones? What's your favorite Magic Treehouse book?
Well, I don't really know, but can I have that Magic Treehouse book? Because it has almost all the books on it. Let me see for a second. On the first page, you just want to see.
Oh, yeah. It has a lot. Which one of those is your favorite?
See. Oh, yeah. I remember. Mummies in the Morning.
Mummies in the Morning. That was a good one. There was ghosts in that one, wasn't there?
Ooh. Remember the Queen?
I do remember the Queen, yeah.
But you didn't get to hear that.
Oh, well, we don't want to spoil it for people that haven't heard
yet.
Yeah. I came in on this. I didn't hear the beginning of the Queen, but I heard the second part of the Queen. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when she came back in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's not spoil it. But there's tons of them. There's like... Sabertooths before sunset, and there's nights before dawn, and knights with a K, not with an N, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, knights like the big guys in armor.
No.
Right, Grace? Yeah.
I've eaten well, that.
So we were going to talk about one more thing before we go.
I forgot.
You don't remember?
No.
it was a field trip that you took. Yeah. You're excited about that. Aren't you excited about the field trip? So, Grace, oops, little foot in the microphone. You said you weren't going to hit the microphone this week. That was an accident, though, wasn't it? Okay, well, Grace, tell us a little bit about your field trip.
I went to the Hood Museum, and I saw, and, well, first I got in my group, and we went to some places, and we saw, like, crystals and stuff, and sometimes we saw, like, paintings, and we learned a lot about stuff.
What did you learn about? Besides the things you mentioned, what was the main thing that you, one of the main things that you learned about?
Animals.
And living and non-living. You were learning some about that, right?
Some stuff about that. And we went on like this 100 foot, like trails, like 100 feels so hot. And Kathy's pants turned yellow.
They turned yellow? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that.
Are they special pants that turn yellow in the sunlight?
I think.
Well, that's neat. That's like, really neat.
I don't think they can.
You don't have any like that, do you?
No.
No. I don't know if I'd want pants that turn yellow, would you?
No.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It didn't come out.
It didn't come out.
Because she wore them again.
Oh, okay. So, that was a pretty fun field trip, wasn't it?
Yep.
So, what do you think, do you have any other field trips planned at school?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe you get one more next in the spring.
In the spring?
We'll have to talk about it when you do it.
Okay.
What kind of weird thing is that? Sounds like some kind of a helicopter or something.
That was me.
Oh, that was you, Grace? Okay, well, that's podcast number 2 of Amazing Kids. Everybody say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Say bye first.
Bye. Bye. That was fun. Yeah. I love you, Mike.